Doctors and hospitals have gotten very good at preventing transmission of HIV from mothers to babies during birth. Just 2% of babies end up infected with the virus. But as WHYY's Jessica McDonald reports, once leaving the maternity ward, lots of moms in Philadelphia don't continue treating their disease.
New city statistics paint a worrisome picture for new moms who have HIV.
Unfortunately, we did see that a lot of women did fall out of care, and it wasn't, you know, 2 years later, a year later, it was almost nearly immediately after birth and after delivery of the infant, they were no longer in care.
Joella Adams of the Philadelphia Department of Public Health says just 38% of women sought care for their disease within 3 months of giving birth. That's a problem because women who don't get care then generally failed to get care 1 and 2 years later and also to have higher viral loads.
If a woman is not in HIV care and has a high viral load, the infant is more likely to become sick as well, even if the infant is not HIV infected.
Drexel infectious disease specialist Florence Montplaisir says the results suggest it's important to intervene early.
The pregnancy and the immediate postpartum period is a critical time in the lives of those women, and it's an opportunity for healthcare providers to really ensure sustained engagement.
She says part of the problem is that healthcare is so fragmented. Integrating care for moms and their kids, she says, could really help. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.